Lord, my Lord, the mightiest prophet of the Lord.
Well, blessed people, the Lord Almighty is talking about the new creation. He's talking about the new you, the eternal you that will enter the glorious kingdom of God Almighty. I want to share, first of all, the following prophecies, what God has just spoken. After that, we'll continue. I see a disease. A terrible disease is coming to the earth. Another disease. But this disease is sexually transmitted. This new disease that is coming is sexually transmitted. The Lord has shown me everything. And I have every detail about this disease that is coming. It is a disease whereby it will affect the private area of male people, men, and swelling produce wounds. Swelling that become wounds. And a lot of oozing of pus, and it devastates their private area. So I have seen this disease coming. There's a new disease coming. God is continuing to judge sin. He is coming to judge sexual sin. And that disease, it causes a swelling in the male private area, and that swelling bursts into a wound, a significant wound. And when they infect, I think, and women also will be infected, and when it infects them, it looks like it does grow into a tumor, something like a heart private area. It grows and becomes a heart tumor that almost blocks their private area. So this is the prophecy of the Lord that the Lord has given today. The Lord is judging sin and devastating the things that man liked, the things that confused them and caused them, this generation, not to listen to the Lord. Look at the devastation now happening in Europe, Russia, Ukraine. People are being given machine guns. People are being given machine guns to go fight. Rocket propellers, propelled grenades, RPGs, missiles. The Russians are coming with their missiles. And the Russians are yet to use some of their worst weapons. One of them, they have already moved into sin, into the war theater. One of their missiles has already moved into the theater. It uses oxygen. When it is exploded, it bursts people's lungs, however large the number. I saw that launcher with multiple rockets already coming. And I see a disease coming. There is a disease coming to the earth. It's a sexually transmitted disease. It looks like it will not have cure in the beginning. I don't know whether it will ever have cure, but I can see it causes swelling in the male private area and swelling in the female private area. The Lord showed me everything. And it becomes like a hard tumor in the female private area, almost blocks it, and then for the male, bursts also, becomes a tumor and bursts into wounds, very painful wounds, and a lot of flow of pus, both male and female. The Lord is calling for repentance, serious repentance. And I see a lot of doctors rushing. A lot of doctors rushing in this war in Ukraine, some children that whose legs are broken, some men whose legs are broken. Serious. So it's going to be terrible. The Lord is calling for repentance. However, God Almighty is also at this hour preparing the church for entry into the kingdom of God. Those that will receive, if you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and blessed Savior of your life, He will protect you. So if you look at the book of 2 Corinthians, the people that will be glorified soon when the Messiah comes, that event that the Messiah announced in the vision of October 18th, the year 2021, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, verses 17, 18, it says the following. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. That is what happens at glorification. You literally become a new creation. This prophecy here is fully fulfilled, ultimately fulfilled on the day of glorification, the day of rapture, verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ Jesus and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So he's saying that is the day when you're totally reconciled with God. Totally, completely reconciled with God. When the Lord, that October 18th, 2021, when he decreed and he said, he sent me and said, go tell them that when the rapture takes place, they will have bodies like mine. In other words, glorious bodies like mine. This is what he meant. On that day, you will be a new creation. Why? Because we have seen that the old form, sin, when Adam fell to sin, sin was too toxic. Was so toxic that mankind could not be repaired, could not be corrected, could not be improved, could not be adjusted, could not be reformed, could not be refurbished, could not be refabricated, rehabilitated, renovated. But God had to design a new creation. And that's why you see when Jesus resurrected in his resurrection body, they could not recognize him. It was another body. They would take time to recognize him even as he stood before them. So this is totally a new creation. And this new creation is one that has been totally redeemed, has been called by God, has been given the election of God, saved, accepted by God as heirs of God and sons of God. And so that is a beautiful state, the state whereby you have now been totally redeemed, recreated, a new creation. In the book of Romans chapter 6, in verse 4, it says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Jesus was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. This is it. This is the day when this prophecy is finally fulfilled, because you enter a new being. You become a new creation, prepared with new life for the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem. And if you go to verse 6, it says, Romans chapter 6, verse 6, it says, for we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. That is what happens on the day of glorification, that sin, the curse of sin is totally removed. Sin, you become sinless without sin now. Because you will have conquered death, conquered sin, defeated sin, and defeated death, conquered death. Essentially, you will have defeated Satan. That is what Jesus was announcing. You will have conquered hell, defeated hate. You will have attained a resurrected life, a heavenly life, a glorious life, a sinless life, everlasting life, victorious life, eternal life. This is a powerful call, clarion call, last call that Jesus has preached for this generation, that God tell them that when the rapture takes place, they will have bodies like mine, glorious bodies like mine. That is serious. And then he says, it is the day now when you have defeated sin. You have emerged victorious. In the book of Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 2, verse 24, he says the following. He says, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Look what life that you inherit. The glory is a wreck. The inherit is the same as the resurrection body of Jesus. It's a body that not death can hold you back, cannot lay hold on you. Death cannot hold you back anymore. And if you go to Colossians chapter 3, the new creation, the glorified state that the Lord is celebrating here, that you should choose. Look at what I have done to the earth. Look at the coronavirus I struck the earth with. That's a tremendous power. I brought the whole earth under the authority of the prophet, under the jurisdiction of the power. Fire earth. Everybody masks. Some of them have died, almost close to 6 million. As if that cannot wake you up to listen to this voice, then you are not meant for heaven. You are not meant for heaven at all. He says, that resurrected state, that glorified state that he promised, held bodies, they will have glorious bodies like mine. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10, it says, and I put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge, in the image of its creator. That is the resurrected, that is the glorified state. Who have died and will be resurrected, they will not wear that. But this is the glorified state the Lord is talking about. That on that day, you will now have this tremendous state where you are put on a new self, a glorified self, a new life, which will be renewed, being renewed constantly in the image of Christ, in the image of his creator. This is very powerful, blessed people. Very serious. And he says, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we have seen verses 17 and 18. This newness of self, the new life the Lord gives you. But the Lord also warns that as much as he has promised you the new creation, the glorified state, the glorified body, the enemy is not happy. The Lord raises that very clearly before you. that Satan is not happy. So Satan will stage a resistance for those of you that have gained this knowledge. He will still come and stage a resistance, not wanting you to be glorified, but wanting you to go to hell with him. So you have to be aware of that. Enter him right now as you wait for the coming of the Messiah. It says, John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Resistance. Jesus was giving a prophecy for those that will be glorified, giving a prophecy that they will meet resistance from Satan. They will meet a severe resistance from Satan. Satan not wanting them to be glorified, to ultimately be redeemed totally into the glorious kingdom of God. And that's why in John 14:27, he reiterates the same. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus again prophesying to those that God had predestined. God had foreknown them, and he already predetermined destination. He predestined them for glorification. And Jesus was now about to get to exit the sin, to get out of this sin. And then he gave this prophecy, saying, be careful now. The devil will not be happy that you are destined for glorification. There will be resistance. Peace I live with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Meaning, ahead is resistance. Ahead is going to be war, persecution, animosity, resistance. Testament saying, you resist and stand. In other words, don't give up. Again, John chapter 15, same kind of resistance Jesus prophesied in my Bible. The Lord Jesus prophesying on how the enemy will do literally anything to try to stop you from reaching glorification. He says, chapter 15, 18 to 21, it says, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would have loved you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will for sure also persecute you. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey your teaching also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they did not know the one who sent me. Jesus again prophesying to the church that is destined to glorification, telling them, be careful, this journey to glorification has resistance. Satan will resist you. The devil will fight you. The enemies of God will stage an assault on you. But you need to stand your ground like the saints of the Old Testament. Very powerful, blessed people. And so, this is such a tremendous time when the Lord is pitching a clarion call, a last call to you, that you may be able to be alert, that your eyes may open, you see the treasure of eternity that is standing right ahead of us here. The treasure of the glorious eternal kingdom of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Again, Jesus prophesying to you about the immense, massive resistance that would come. God warning the saints who are destined for glorification that you will meet resistance. You must meet resistance. You must. The same 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, it says the following. It says, for everyone born of God overcomes this world, overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Look at that. To overcome. Meaning, to do. Jesus prophesied, he predicted, he promised, he forecast, he did a forecast for the church that there would be resistance. You would need to fight and overcome and take victory and take home triumph. So even as he promised, this new life, this eternal life, this new self of you, they glorified you that has defeated totally death, defeated sin, that is immortal, and you'll be imperishable, and you'll be incorruptible, and you'll be in total purity. It says, however, the journey has resistance. The enemy will try to resist because you will have overcome the spiritual death. The spiritual death that you see bringing people to hell, you will have overcome it because you are now entering the kingdom of glory. The Messiah is coming. Just repeat after me. Say, mighty Lord Jesus, Lord, I ask you to focus me on to the eternal, most glorious kingdom of God, the eternal state. And I ask you, my Lord, to forgive me of all my sins. I repent totally from all sin. And I ask Jesus with your blood and prepare me for glorification. Lord, give me zero tolerance to sin. Focus me onto the treasure of eternity. Open to me the treasure of eternity, my Savior, my Master. You have promised us a glorified body. When the Holy Spirit will reign in us 100%, a sinless body, an eternal body, a body that never gets tired. Lord, I ask you to establish these promises in my heart that I may enter the kingdom of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Again, we'll see you whenever the Lord allows us. Today may be lunchtime because this evening we have meetings with bishops here, but probably lunchtime, the Messiah is coming. Thank you.